45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the Fire Chief program. Eddie Cantor is on the air. When you let your car stand out in the cold, you leave your gasoline there, too. Just a few chilled ounces of it in the carburetor must give you the quick starts you want. That's why winter driving calls for a gasoline that gives the engine its full power instantly. Texaco Fire Chief does that. Fire Chief has the emergency duty power to start you off in less than 10 turns of the engine. You'll find you're driving a peppier car, not part of the time, but all of the time, with Texaco Fire Chief in the tank. That's why every year, more thousands of motorists use Fire Chief exclusively. They proved its superiority in winter and use it all year round. Try a tank full of Fire Chief. It costs no more than regular gas. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. And now, here is Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, Eddie, I'm glad you're out of the hospital. And I imagine all your friends are happy, too.
Thank you. I feel pretty good now, really.
You do, huh?
I'm all right, really.
Fine business. Say, tell me, exactly what was wrong with you?
I had a streptococcus infection in my throat. That's what I had.
It must be annoying to have a streptococcus in the throat.
Not any worse than having a park your carcass in your hair. You know, the first day, Tuesday, the doctor examined my throat and chest. The next day, he let me out to do my broadcast.
When you came back, he examined your throat and chest again?
No, he examined my head. He heard the program. And all the treatments I got, Jimmy.
Yeah, what?
My throat was sprayed every hour, doctor's orders. My temperature was taken every 2 hours, doctor's orders. The second day, my three nurses were told to keep away from me.
Doctor's orders?
No, Ida's orders. And were they beautiful nurses?
Yeah.
One a redhead and the other two blondes. And Jimmy, so attentive.
Three nurses, huh?
Yes, sir. One nurse fed me every morsel of food I ate, stroked my face tenderly just to make me eat. And the night nurse read to me softly with such an appealing sweetness. Jimmy, it was wonderful, I'm telling you. Yes.
You know, Eddie, I was just thinking.
It's no use, Jimmy. You got to be sick to get in there. Besides, you wouldn't be able to stand all that milk they give you in the hospital.
Oh, a glass of milk isn't bad.
A glass of milk? Listen to him. A glass of milk? Pints, quarts, gallons of it. Jimmy, I drank so much milk that when the doctor asked, "How do you feel?" all I could say was, "Moo." And I do mean moo. James, I hope I never get run down again, I'm telling you.
You know, Eddie, you work much too hard. You ought to have some outside interest. Now, Joey Brown has horses, Bing Crosby.
Yeah, I know his outside interest. Yeah. Don't mention Crosby anymore. I had enough of it last week.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie, but I still think you ought to start a stable.
Not me. I deal in antiques.
But antiques are not like horses.
No? Did you ever see some of Crosby's horses? You were out with me Saturday. Besides, it's too much trouble trying to buy a horse.
I could sell you my horse.
Pinky Tomlin. Yeah. Well, Pinky, have you got a fast horse?
Fast? Why, Mr. Cantor, the other day my horse raced against a brand new car and won.
He raced the car and won? Impossible. Was the car filled with Texaco?
No, but my horse was.
Oh, then he could make it. Oh, well, then he could make it. Where is the horse from, Pinky?
Oklahoma, sir. Just imagine, he made a 1,500-mile trip by train, and when the locomotive got tired, my horse helped pull the train.
Do you expect me to believe that?
Well, I don't expect you to, but I'd be much obliged if you did.
Pinky, you're no salesman. Now, if I was selling that horse, I'd convince you. I'd say, "Mister, this horse is the fastest, the most beautiful racehorse in America. He makes Seabiscuit look like Jack Benny's Maxwell. Why, he's the nearest thing to a streak of lightning, only he's faster." Now, Pinky, can you convince me like that?
Oh, I reckon I could, Mr. Kenner, if I could lie like you.
Pinky, your horse may be good, but is he classy? Is he
classy? Oh, you needn't be ashamed of him. You can take him with you everywhere you go.
Everywhere? What is this? You expect me to take him to the Trocadero?
Well, sir, I've seen a lot worse things than my horse at the Trocadero.
I saw you dancing with one of them the other night. After all, Pinky, you know, he's no dancing partner.
But he's a good horse.
Tell me, what are you asking for him, Pinky?
$1,100.
What did you take?
$50.
Yep. Why such a big difference in asking and selling price?
Mr. Kenner, I know who I'm dealing with.
Yep. All right. Here is the money. Now, the horse is mine.
Excuse me, sir. Miss Tomlin?
Oh, hello, Nicodemus. Mr. Kenner, this is the stable boy that takes care of the horse.
Yes, the horse's feed bill. $214.
Just hand it to Mr. Kenner. He's the new owner.
Wait a minute already. 200, holy mackerel, he eats like a horse.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. There's many a good race left in that horse, ain't there, Nicodemus?
There must be in him, because they sure ain't come out of him.
Tell me, Nicodemus, what do you think of the horse?
I love him, Mr. Candace.
Yeah?
We's just like brothers. But we's even more than that. We's like sisters.
You are? Well, that's well. Tell me, is he a good horse?
Sure is.
Can he run?
Just like a rabbit.
Oh, that's good.
It'd be a whole lot better if he would run like a horse.
Tell me, what kind of nag did you sell me, Pinky?
He's no nag, sir. He's a mighty fine horse.
He is, huh?
Yes, considering he's got the hives.
Wait, the hives?
Yes, sir, but that won't keep him from running.
Well, thank heavens.
It's his left foreleg he got to worry about.
Oh, what's wrong with his left foreleg?
Nothing, sir. Only the other three legs are a little bit shorter, that's all.
Oh, wait. Just a little bit, huh? Tell me, Pinky, how old is this horse?
I don't know, Mr. Kenner. I've only had him 8 years.
8 years? Well, it's easy to find out. I can tell the horse's age by his teeth.
Well, you can't do that with this horse.
Why not?
Well, he has no teeth.
Yeah, wait! Wait, what am I buying you? A toothless horse. Who was his last jockey? Paul Revere?
Oh, no, Mr. Kenner.
No, sir. It was Benjamin Franklin.
Listen, Nicodemus, I want you to be honest with me. Has that horse ever won a race?
I don't think so.
Do you think he has a chance of winning a race?
No, sir.
He's pretty old, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's fine. He never won a race. He doesn't stand a chance of winning one, and he's old. Is there anything good about him?
Mm-hmm. He's awful good to his folks.
Wait. Why did you ever bring the horse to me? Why didn't you bring him to a glue factory?
Oh, we did.
Yeah? What happened?
They refused him.
Oh, get away from...
Oh, Mr. Kenner, what do you say we all go to the track and look at your horse?
Okay, let's go.
But, Eddie, what about your song?
Jimmy, this is radio. Renard plays, I sing, and when the song is over...
Yes?
We'll be at the track. Of all the girls I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. But when you came in sight, my heart grew light, and this whole world seemed new to me. The real canter, huh? You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do for me. By mere business shame, please let me explain. By mere business shame means that you're grand. By mere business shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say from the bar, each language only helps me tell you just how grand you really are.
My dear Mr. Shane,
you are so beautiful, so marvelous, so gorgeous, so divine, and you are mine, you are mine.
My dear Mr. Shane,
you're a sweetheart.
There was one.
If there ever was one, it's you. I could say, Beanie, 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 to
Bella, 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 even say from the bar each language only helps to demonstrate that you're colossal, you are great. How grand you are, I try to explain. Come here, Mr. Shane. So kiss me, babe, and say you understand.
Oh, Mr. Cantor, look who's at the track. My little Frenchie, Fifi.
Oh, Fifi. Well, hello, Fifi.
Hello, Bright Eyes. Hello, boys.
Hello, Fifi.
Oh, look at all the pretty stables.
Yep, all the big movie stars have their horses in these stalls.
Tell me, whose stable is this one?
Oh, the sign, she say Bing Crosby.
Oh,
then that must be Bing Crosby's horse in there.
Sweet Lilani.
Renard, come away from that horse. Don't get on him.
Well, frankly, Eddie, I have a soft spot for horses.
Yes, Jack, I can see that. Yeah. Yeah. Say, wait a minute, that horse in there. What a nag. He doesn't look like he'll live through the day.
Shh. Look, Mr. Kenner, I wouldn't laugh at him if I was you.
I can't help it. I sure feel sorry for the guy who owns him.
Me too.
Is that really a horse?
It's not only really a horse, it's your horse.
Renard, come and help me feed my horse, will you?
Okay, Eddie, I'm following you.
All right, let's go, will you?
Pinky, tell me, do you like my hair this way? You know, the lady at the beauty parlor just rubbed into my scalp
2.5 pounds of freshly chopped carrots, some lump sugar, and a bale of hay.
This is known as the creme de la creme shampoo. And in 5 days, it will make a woman look like...
An old, worn-out horse needs all this good food. As a matter of fact, the horse should have...
Boyfriends by the dozens. My aunt tells me is no good.
She's right, Fifi. A girl should always come home early.
Get her stable ready, pile up the hay, lock the door, remove the harness, and take the horse, which is...
My aunt. She will ask who I was out with, so I think it is a very good idea to be frank with my aunt.
Otherwise, the old nag will be very restless, you see. You know, this poor horse somehow reminds me of...
Fifi. I wish I knew where to take you if you're hungry.
Slap a feed bag on her nose and ride her slowly around the track. Poor old horse with hives and bad legs.
I would kiss you now if nobody was looking. You know, Fifi, every night before I fall asleep, I see your face before me and say...
Oh, if she only had teeth. Maybe if I could find someone... Say, wait a minute, what are you doing here, young man?
Oh, nothing much, sir. I used to be a stable boy around here.
Used to be? Why, tell me, why aren't you working now?
Well, the present business recession has inadvertently placed me in this state of unemployment.
Oh, I see. It's a nice way of saying you're out of a job. At that, I might be able to use a stable boy.
Oh, you could. Oh, you would, sir. Oh, I would be ever so much obliged, even if it were only for a day or two. Oh, I would like to make a couple of dollars. I've got to make a couple of dollars.
You sound like getting some money is the most important thing in the world.
Oh, it is to me, sir. Oh, I'd do anything, Mr. Cantor, to get my hands on $2 or even a dollar.
Wait a minute. Are you hungry?
No, sir. It isn't that. It's...
Well, what is it?
Well, do you remember Silver Cloud?
Oh, Silver Cloud, yes. The famous English racehorse?
The grandest horse in the world. I came over from England with him. He won every race that he ran in this country. Oh, but that last one.
Oh, he was a fine animal.
I loved him, and he loved me. He used to wait every day for me to give him his sugar and rub his nose. And then he'd put his head in my shoulder.
I know a lot of people who won quite a bit of money on him.
Yes, Silver Cloud loved to win. He was a real champion. After each race, when I threw his blanket over him, he'd kind of look at me as if to say... Well, I did it again, Terry, didn't I?
Tell me, what actually happened that last race?
Oh, he was way out in front. But coming down the stretch, Sunbonnet, the American horse, put on a terrific burst of speed. He was going closer, closer, and finally past Silver Cloud. Well, Silver Cloud made one final effort to win, tripped, and broke his leg.
Yeah, that was awful.
When that man came out with the gun, I realized, and I said, what are you going to do? You're not going to. Yes. They had to shoot him so he wouldn't suffer. And there I stood and watched them kill Silver Cloud. That's why I want to get a couple of dollars. I'd like to hang a wreath on the stable door. This one here. Here. Where Silver Cloud used to be.
Oh, Mr. Cantor.
Yes, Pinky?
You see that little country church over there across the road from the Jockey Club?
Why, yes.
Well, Deanna Durbin's over there. You see, they're out on location for Deanna's next picture, Mad About Music. And she's just making the record of that swell song about the chapel bell.
Well, come on, let's go over and listen, huh?
Chapel bell.
There's one great act in every circus that you never see. It happens before you take your seat. It's not as thrilling as the human cannonball or the daredevils on the high wire, but it's the most important act in the whole show. Trained men walk around the circus arena, look over the maze of wires, check the equipment. And when the performers go on, everything upon which they depend has had circle service. Texaco dealers give motorists a similar kind of circle service. Cleaning the windshield is only the beginning. Watch him as he circles your car. For when the Texaco dealer fills your tank with Fire Chief gasoline, he does nearly a dozen separate and complete services quickly and efficiently. Circle service guarantees you safer, more enjoyable hours of driving, and it costs you nothing. So next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Jimmy,
yes?
Jimmy, Wallington, I'll tell you, I'm sorry I bought the horse.
Well, why, Eddie?
It brought me down here, and look who I've got to meet.
Out of my way! Out of my way!
The Mad Russian!
How do you do? Eddie Kemper, where's your horse? I'm the trainer.
A trainer? You?
Yes.
A real trainer? You know, must train out championship horses.
Championship? Do you remember Man of War?
Yes.
Do you remember Man of War's daddy?
Yes.
And his daddy's daddy before him?
Yes, certainly.
My, oh, my, you're an old fossil, ain't you?
Get away from me. You know horses.
Yes.
Tell me, do you like sea biscuit?
No, I like Unetabiscuit.
Why?
You cannot dunk sea biscuit in borscht.
Do it! I'm not hiring you as my trainer. You know nothing about horses.
I have worked around stables all my life. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, standing right next to you, I know you didn't work in a flower shop. Tell me, Russian, do you know anything about the horse that Pinky sold me?
That horse is a relative of Discovery.
Yeah, how close a relative?
A brother-in-law.
A brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that horses get married?
Say, my wife is no Shetland pony.
Well, you're not going to train my horse. Horses like sweet things, and you've got a vinegar puss.
Look, that's just it.
Yeah?
The horse takes one look at me.
Yeah?
And runs like anything.
You know nothing about animals. Now, tell me, how, for instance, do you train a horse?
Well, first I teach him to use a needle and a thread.
Why a needle and thread?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
It's like to learn.
Tell me, why do you teach a horse how to use the needle and thread?
So he can learn to sow his wild oats.
Oh! You still haven't told me how you train a horse.
Well, in the morning, I rub the horse down.
Yes?
Then the horse rubs me down.
Wait a minute. The horse rubs you down?
Why, certainly the whole thing is on a friendly basis.
Yeah, get away from me. What do you rub him with?
Vodka. That's in case he don't want to go.
Why don't you let him drink the vodka?
Drink the vodka?
Yes. Then he must go. Oh!
That's very funny.
Now, on the day the horse races, we stretch his nose.
You do?
Yes. The bigger the snuffle, the more there'll be.
The more room? The more room there'll be?
Yes.
There'll be room for what? For what?
For everybody who wants to put $2 on his nose.
Ah, get away from me. Now I positively won't trust you with my animal.
Me, who once rode a horse in Russia at the Irish sweepstakes?
What? Wait a minute, what is it? Irish sweepstakes in Russia?
With the price of rubles, the odds were always doubling.
Yep. I get it.
I don't. Yep. I bet 30,000 rubles on the race. All of a sudden, the crowd hollered, Rajnik, Paskudnik, Baragula, Rajnik, Baltic, Kiznik,
Kiznik. Yeah? What does that mean?
Get off. When we passed the grandstand the first time, the crowd hollered, come on, Tenter!
Ah, they named the horse after me.
Yes, he was a cheapskate, too.
Yep, wait a minute. Go on.
We were 10 lengths ahead in the stretch when the horse saw his ass sitting in a box and ran up to get his autograph. You mean it? Yes, I mean it. My, oh, my.
I see. So, you lost?
No, it cost me 30,000 rubles.
Yeah?
The horse getting the Tsar's autograph left me penniless.
And I suppose after he got the autograph, he left the Tsar Nicholas.
Oh!
Quit kidding, will you? Russian, you'll never convince me that you were a jockey.
No? Come here to me. Look here. This is a picture of me admiring mine horse.
Why, you dope. You don't know a horse when you see one. Why, that's a jackass.
What do you mean?
You are face to face with a jackass.
How do you do?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you those three lovely galley sisters, and I want you to remember that they're only 8, 11, and 13, but they sing like 60. Here they are, the galley sisters.
I wanna make
it. She wants to play rhythm.
I wanna make
it. She loves
it. She wanna go daddy, 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 daddy. Mama,
let it.
I wanna get
my dad.
I wanna make boomba.
Let it.
I wanna go tee bum tee bum tee bum bum tee bum tee da da. Whoa.
Please stop right in my middle. Mama, I wanna make rhythm.
Thank you, kids. You know, in past years, ladies and gentlemen, this program has given the entertainment world at least one new star each season. Tonight, you have heard the singing of the three young galley sisters, the dramatic efforts of 10-year-old Terry Kilbourne, the stable boy, and a new comedian, Nicodemus. Other talent will be presented during the next few weeks. So be sure to listen every Wednesday. Write me to Hollywood, giving me your opinions, and pick your star of 1938. If I can put one drop of oil on the hinges of somebody's door to success, that will be one more good reason for me to say, I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Wednesday night. I'm here to state it will be my delight to sing again, bring again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Good night.
Tune in again next Wednesday for another Texaco Fire Chief program starring Eddie Cantor. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. Included on this program was by Mir Bister Shane from Love, Honor, and Behave, and the title song of You're a Sweetheart. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.